The film industry has put a lot of money and hope into 3D this year, hope that it'll be the technology that brings DVD-addicted families back to the cinemas. They've been able to do so because 3D's come a long way from the old days of cardboard red and blue glasses. Now, electronics companies also hope to cash in by releasing 3D television sets later this year. But one expert who worked on an earlier 3D format says all this new technology might be bad for our health. Timothy McDonald reports.
Mark Pesci worked on virtual reality goggles that gaming manufacturer Sega hoped to introduce in the 1990s. He says the company eventually abandoned the product because of the potential harm it could cause to children who used it for hours on end. Mark Pesci says virtual reality is similar to new incarnations of 3D because it works by showing slightly different images to each eye.
So basically your brain has to fake it out. So when you sit down perhaps and watch Avatar, you might notice that when you're watching the 3D version of it for the first couple of minutes, it feels a little weird, and then your brain just sort of gets used to it. And that's a sign that your brain is watching some of the cues and it's starting to ignore some of the other cues. And the danger here with a lot of exposure to 3D television is that it could perhaps get your brain to start ignoring 3D cues in the real world that it should be listening to, and it will start to affect your depth perception.
He worries the effect could be more profound in children whose nervous systems are still developing and who are more likely to game or sit in front of the television for long periods of time. But his concerns are largely based on virtual reality technologies, which placed an image very close to the user's eye. Some vision experts say that's a far cry from the kind of 3D technologies that are set to come on the market. Dr. Sam Solomon is from the Centre for Excellence in Visual Science at Sydney University.
I think it all depends on how far away you are from the television, because the eye is capable of easily focusing on objects 3 metres away to a long distance away, like you might be in a cinema. With the head-mounted displays, they're 2 centimetres, 3 centimetres from the front of the eye, and then the eye has to focus on those images, and that's very difficult for it to do, and can often lead to visual fatigue.
Sam Solomon says eyesight and depth perception are very complex systems, and at present there's an apparent dearth of research to say if 3D televisions will have any negative effect or if our eyes and brains are well equipped to deal with it.
Even with one eye you have a lot of capacity to see depth. There's perspective cues, as the artists know, and there's motion parallax, it's called, as you move your head from side to side like a pigeon does all the time. And these cues have then got to be combined with the cues that exist between the eyes, which is stereoscopic depth cues. And those cues are normally not in conflict. In the normal world, these cues reinforce each other. And I don't know if there's any evidence that the kind of 3D projection and TVs will put these cues in conflict or whether they'll just minimise the impact of one of those cues. And I think it's important that they have to be put in conflict for it to be important for your sight.
Mark Pesci agrees there's no real proof one way or the other, but he says that's exactly the problem.
Absolutely the jury is out, but the problem being that the entire consumer electronics industry is cranked up to churn out these products basically mid-year. Sony has released its first 3D Blu-ray player. The first 3D television sets will be coming onto the market. The NRL has announced they're going to start doing 3D broadcasts of some matches. And so we have this enormous sort of push. Ooh, 3D, it's the big new shiny thing. And what all I'm asking is that we actually have some verifiable, multi-sourced, independent research that says, okay, let's do this. Is this going to cause us problems? And more importantly, is it going to cause problems for small children?
PM approached several manufacturers for comment and most declined. However, Sony says it had a third-party research institute study the impact of 3D viewing on people's health. Sony says the researchers found no adverse consequences. What's more, the company says any effect to people's health from 3D depends on what they're watching, and content creators are now better at making images that are easier on the eyes.
Timothy McDonald.